This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us to talk about the Nats is Mark Zuckerman from Masson Sports. Mark, spring training winding down, just less than a week from opening day. What are some of your overall thoughts from the team down in spring training?
Hey, guys, I think they're ready to go. you were here last week. You saw they were getting to that point, kind of the dog days, and now you see the finish line approaching. And so I think they are they're kind of at that point. They're ready to get going and really see now what this looks like. There's a lot of optimism among the players, among the coaches in front office, that they're ready to take a big step forward, but they've got to actually do it on the field. And I think there's also a sense that a good start, a good April, would go a long way and kind of generate some momentum for them and not make them feel like it's an uphill climb from the get-go, which is, you know, different from how it's been now for the last few years.
Shunosuke Ogasawara didn't do himself a ton of favors to win that fifth starter job, Mark. Give me the state of the union on that role.
Look, they gave him plenty of opportunities, including one last one last night against most of the Mets regulars that he faced, and it wasn't pretty. It was 98 pitches to go 3 2/3 innings, and it was hit pretty hard. The command wasn't there. I think the most surprising thing with him, he came here with a reputation as a strike thrower, and he wound up, you know, with one of the higher walk rates, I think, on the pitching staff. And I don't know if that's a lack of trust in his stuff, if it's a difference in the ball that he's using here. So they haven't announced anything formally yet, but I think we're going to get it soon, maybe even before the start of tonight's game. Mitchell Parker is going to be the fifth starter. I mean, you can't have looked at this objectively and not come to that conclusion. That also includes DJ Hers in that mix, who there were high hopes for, but just wasn't throwing as hard, didn't look as crisp this spring, and I think they realize he's going to need some time at AAA as well to get ready. There's a good chance we're going to see all of these guys over the course of the season. That's how it works. But right now, Parker probably looks the most polished, and, you know, frankly, he made 29 starts last year in the big leagues and better than most people thought he would be. So I think there's a case to be made that he deserved it anyways.
Yeah, Mark, I want to jump on that. What about Hers? This is, I thought he was going to, before the, I almost called it the preseason. I'm sorry, I've got a bunch of different sports in my mind. Before spring training, I thought he was going to win the fifth starter job. And, you know, you mentioned it. There's, anytime a velocity drop happens like that, everybody insists that he's fine. My radar's up that maybe he's not fine. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, at least he didn't call it training camp, Danny, so good job on that.
I know, right?
It caught some people by surprise, but 2 points here. One, Hers insists that there's nothing physically wrong. He thinks it's more mechanics and lack of adrenaline, maybe, more than anything, just kind of that dead arm thing that some pitchers deal with. And number two, he says he has dealt with this in past spring trainings, and over the course of the season it comes back, and he gets it. So I guess you can be encouraged by that. On the other hand, I'm kind of thinking to myself, like, hey, you came here with a chance to win the job, to say that you're the guy, and you got to find that adrenaline somehow. You got to either come to spring training more prepared or change up your routine or whatever that might be to put yourself in a better position. It may have cost him a spot in the opening day rotation. Now, again, we'll probably see him at some point this year. Things will happen, and if he pitches well at AAA, they will call him up and see what he can do. I thought, out of everybody in that group, last year I thought he had the highest upside of them all. His best starts were as good as anybody on this team. A little more inconsistent, and that's something he's going to have to work on. But I had high hopes for him coming into spring training, and I still feel like I want to see more of him, but he's going to have to work his way back up, I think, both in terms of getting the arm back into shape, but also have some success and some consistency, I would think, at AAA before they want to bring him up.
last year in the first half, the rotation was really, really good, and it was a big part of why they were in, you know, the wild card hunt for a while longer than maybe we expected. In the second half, some of these guys going through for the first or second time, a full 162 pitching every fifth day, they kind of wore down a little bit. Mark, where do you kind of think this rotation is? Is it somewhere in the middle where they're solid, but maybe they don't have the elite arm, or maybe McKenzie proves that he can be that? Or are they maybe closer to the side that struggled in the second half?
I think it's improved as a group. And the reason I say that, first of all, I do think Mackenzie Gore is ready to take that next step. And I think they all believe that here as well. And you can look at what the final numbers were for the season and say, yeah, they were fine, but nothing that great. But if you break down his season, the first half, he was an all-star. He was good enough for that. He had obviously a rough stretch for a good month, maybe 6 weeks, that skewered all the numbers. But the most important thing he did was come back from that, figure it out, and dominate down the stretch. Last seven starts, 155 ERA, lowest in the majors. I think he's ready to take that step. He's the opening day starter. He wants to be the leader of the staff. So I think it begins with him. I think Jake Irvin is solid. We know that. He's kind of the workhorse of the team. And the wild card and all the X factor is Michael Soroka. They took a chance on him at $9 million off an 0-10 season with the White Sox where he got bumped to the bullpen. They have raved about him this spring. He's pitching tonight. We'll see how he finishes things out. For the most part, has looked really good. And if he is anything like the pitcher he was in Atlanta several years ago before the injuries kind of disrupted his career, that's another frontline starter to pair up with Gore and Irvin. And so those three together, I think, would make them a much better rotation than they've had here in a while. It's an X factor. You don't know that. There's no sure thing there. But I think it's trending in the right direction.
So, Tobes, you know this because you were down there with us at spring training. We'd heard from a couple of PR guys behind the scenes and kind of we saw it for ourselves. There was this clamoring for Dylan Cruz and attention. And there were throngs of people yelling for Dylan Cruz. So when I heard a bunch of yelling once, I assumed, oh, they're waiting for Dylan Cruz. Not the case. Mark Zuckerman. They were going nuts, like a beetle was walking down the catwalk of the runway there. Mark, the throngs of people wanted your autograph, and it was a sight to see, my friend.
Well, you know, I'm glad you got to experience it firsthand, because yep. most people, you know, like my wife doesn't believe it, which is true. But you've seen it, so you can attest to it. In all seriousness, I really appreciate how many fans come down here and are friendly and want to chat. I'm very grateful to have that audience over the last 20 years that has built up, and it's a very loyal group, and I appreciate all.
You are a rock star. Don't sell yourself short. Mark, thank you, buddy. Talk soon.
All right. See you guys.
See you, my friend.